Four causes of incivility. There are many possible causes of incivility. PM Forney, the co-founder of Johns Hopkins University Civility Project, describes four causes of incivility. These four are: lack of self-restraint. Incivility in any context can be easily avoided, or at least controlled, if individuals will actively practice self-restraint. For instance, annoying conduct by a coworker need not be recognized. If you're dealing with an attention seeker, the move may actually be counterproductive. And even in situations when anger and frustration are warranted, self-restraint can spell the difference between assertive and aggressive communication. Emotional intelligence demands that one must be able to express one's feelings in such a way that is always cognizant of constructive goals. If you desire to fix problem behaviors in your coworker, then stooping to his or her level will not get the job done. Anonymity. Studies have shown, and even casual observation will verify, that people have less inhibition when they know that they can't be made accountable for their actions. You're more likely to rudely address a waiter that you will never see again than your office's Girl Friday who can still spike your coffee. People are more likely to say insulting things against a boss or a peer on an online community forum where one's identity can be hidden. In fact, it's questionable if a ranter on social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and various blogs and personal sites would have the nerve to say the things they write about straight to the face of the object of their vitriol. Stress. A considerable amount of incivility in the workplace can be traced to both personal and work-related stress. The workplace, after all, can be a pressure cooker. In this day and age, many workers endure the minimum standard of working conditions for compensation disproportionate to the work that they put in. In light of the ongoing economic crisis, there's always threat of getting demoted, fired, or laid off. Having to survive on a daily basis means lesser time for rest, recreation, and self-care. It's not impossible, then, for workers to channel their fatigue, frustration, and even depression on the individuals that they interact with on a daily basis. The ability to react to a provoking event may also be diminished by the experience of stress. The pursuit of individualism in the society of equals. Forney also suggests a more philosophical root of incivility today. The attitude that it has to be each man for his own, and that expressing oneself in the most authentic way possible is a right and an entitlement. For instance, there are people who feel entitled to talk as loudly as they can in a restaurant because they're paying for the meal and the crew's service anyway. Some people believe they have as much right as the other person to use the lavatory for as long as they can. There is also the attitude in some quarters that the workplace is survival of the fittest. If you can't deal with the pressure and fight back tooth and nail, and then you should just get out or else be eaten by the system. Many reality TV shows today, the plot lines of which revolve around contestants trying to gain the favor of an acerbic boss or judge, reinforces this way of thinking.